Imagine waking up tomorrow and realizing that your smallest actions could ripple across the world. This isn't idealistic fantasy. It's the powerful premise behind Michael Norton's transformative approach to global citizenship. In a world where overwhelming headlines about climate disaster, human rights abuses, and poverty can paralyze us with helplessness, Norton offers something revolutionary: a day-by-day roadmap for meaningful action. By breaking down massive global challenges into 365 digestible daily actions, he transforms ordinary people into agents of change without requiring superhuman effort or resources. The genius lies in the calendar format. Each date features a specific issue alongside a practical action anyone can take. This isn't just another book about global problems. It's a toolkit for those who want to do something but don't know where to begin. Norton shows how environmental stewardship begins with daily choices. Consider the plastic bag's impact, persisting for 15 to 1,000 years and killing 100,000 marine creatures annually. The solution is simple: use reusable bags and recycle properly. Water scarcity also demands attention. While wealthy nations have abundant clean water, billions worldwide walk hours daily to reach water sources. Rainwater harvesting offers one practical solution. Our purchases connect us to global economic systems. Fair trade exemplifies how consumer choices create worldwide impact. Fair trade coffee provides small producers with stable income at double the market price, crucial for family farmers in Ethiopia and Honduras. The certification ensures environmental standards, prohibits child labor, and funds community development across multiple industries. The fashion industry highlights economic justice challenges. With 23.6 million people working in sweatshops globally, as tragically highlighted by Bangladesh's Rana Plaza collapse, consumers must question retailers about manufacturing practices and human rights. Alternatives exist. Cooperatives like Mondragon Corporation and REI demonstrate how democratic workplace governance and profit sharing create successful businesses benefiting members rather than distant shareholders. Technology transforms activism when used strategically. The 1999 Seattle WTO protests demonstrated digital organizing's power to mobilize thousands globally, creating a blueprint for modern movements. Norton guides virtual activists on effective email lists, e-newsletters, and clear calls to action. Digital tools create opportunities in resource-limited areas. In Uttar Pradesh, a Wi-Fi-equipped bicycle rickshaw enables computer education across 200 villages. Nepali yak farmers use solar-powered Wi-Fi relays to access healthcare information and trade online. Norton addresses technology's drawbacks, particularly screen time-related depression, by advocating an annual Internet Free Day on January's last Sunday. Communities drive meaningful change. Meetup.com connects people with shared interests, from language learners to activists, forming influential local groups. Public spaces foster community through creative gatherings, Reclaim the Beach events along the Thames, and space hijackers turning underground trains into mobile discos. Food Not Bombs exemplifies this by serving recovered food as vegetarian meals in parks, bringing diverse people together over shared meals. Ordinary people have advanced human rights through awareness and direct action. Amnesty International emerged in 1961 when British lawyer Peter Benenson read about Portuguese students jailed for toasting liberty. Their strategy of having supporters adopt prisoners of conscience proved powerful, showing those under oppression they weren't forgotten. The Guerrilla Girls, an anonymous feminist collective, uses humor to expose sexism and racism across culture, defining feminism as the recognition that half of humanity deserves equality. The crisis of child soldiers, over 300,000 worldwide, has sparked international response through the Straight 18 Plan, which aims to set 18 as the minimum age for military recruitment. Storytelling has shaped human understanding since our ancestors gathered around fires 30,000 years ago. Australian Aboriginal Dreamtime stories have preserved land management practices for 40,000 years, while Native American oral histories accurately chronicle ancient geological events. Today, digital media enables marginalized groups, from refugees to urban youth, to create and share their own narratives, challenging dominant perspectives. Intergenerational community receives special attention through organizations like Room to Read, which creates educational opportunities by building schools and libraries in partnership with villages that contribute land, labor, and materials. This approach fosters community ownership and has enabled rapid growth, helping over 510,000 children through schools, libraries, and scholarships in just 4 years. Personal stories make abstract global problems concrete. Jonathan and Flick Hart, retired teachers supporting schools in Kisumu, Kenya, exemplify how personal connection transforms lives. They've helped former street children complete university education and start community projects through persistent effort and relationship building. These narratives bridge cultural divides, challenge prejudices, and mobilize communities for positive change. Education serves as both a means and an end in Norton's vision of global citizenship. By learning about global issues, we become more effective advocates. Simultaneously, supporting educational opportunities for others creates ripple effects across generations. Whether through mentoring local youth, supporting literacy programs, or advocating for educational equity, readers can contribute to long-term social transformation through knowledge sharing and skill building. Norton demonstrates how meaningful change emerges through strengthened communities. Platforms like Meetup.com enable people with shared interests to form local groups, hosting monthly gatherings in public spaces on topics ranging from language practice to environmental activism. He emphasizes the power of physical spaces, highlighting creative gatherings like Reclaim the Beach events on the Thames and Space Hijackers, who turned underground trains into mobile discos, examples of how public spaces can be reimagined for community connection. Food serves as a cornerstone of community building. Food Not Bombs transforms recovered food into vegetarian meals served in city parks, creating spaces where diverse groups connect over shared meals. Similarly, Room to Read builds schools and libraries in Asian villages through partnerships that foster community investment, showing how shared purpose strengthens social bonds. The true genius of Norton's approach lies in its sustainability. By balancing urgency with manageable steps, he helps readers avoid burnout while making genuine impact. His approach emphasizes regular action, community building, self-care, and strategic thinking, finding your own rhythm of engagement while connecting with supportive networks. Margaret Mead's famous words about small groups of committed citizens being the only force that has ever changed the world remind us that we're part of a long tradition of ordinary people creating extraordinary change. From the civil rights movement to environmental conservation efforts, seemingly small actions by dedicated individuals have culminated in transformative social change. In a world often characterized by division and despair, this vision of global citizenship offers a radical alternative, where every person, regardless of circumstances, contributes to building a more just, sustainable, and compassionate world. One day and one action at a time, we can transform both ourselves and our communities. The question isn't whether you can change the world, it's which of the 365 ways you'll choose today.